Our next guest is probably a name you've heard before. Aarti Shahani is a technology correspondent for NPR. She's a regular on Morning Edition and NPR newscasts. But in a new book, she's telling her own story and the story of her family's experience as immigrants in Queens, New York, trying to navigate the United States and the justice system. Aarti Shahani joins us now. Aarti, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Well, as I said, a lot of our listeners probably know you from your stories on NPR. I understand it took you some time to decide whether you wanted to write a book and tell your own story.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I joke that if you've heard my voice before, I'm your Indian IT lady. I am delivering the news on Google, on Facebook, you know, really important questions, for example, about the impact of technology on democracy. But, you know, I've had for a long time a story inside me that at some point I just felt like I needed to share with our listeners, with the public. And it's specifically the story of how my family made America home. We came here when I was a baby. We overstayed tourist visas and were undocumented for a few years. We then were able to get our green cards through a family petition, a process that's now derided as chain migration. And then we thought we were on the fast track to the American dream. But then when I was 16, my father was arrested and he was charged with helping the Cali drug cartel of Colombia with cleaning their dirty drug money. And this case kind of meandered through the courts and ended up lingering far longer than my family thought it would, and pretty much defined my life from age 16 to age 30. And so, you know, it became important to me that my country, that our audience, know a little bit of the backstory behind this now. You know, you could say model minority or professional immigrant or whatever good immigrant sort of model light you could cast me in. I was undocumented. My dad was in jail, and we fought like hell to stay together in this country.
I think a lot of times people think of immigrants in a shorthand. It might be a good or bad one, you know, a stirring tale of overcoming adversity or a threat, depending on who is picturing the immigrant. I think your story shows it's messy. We're people and we have stories, and they're going to be different for every immigrant family.
Thank you for saying that, because they're going to be different for every family, right? I feel like, if anything, part of what I'm doing in my memoir, and Here We Are, American Dreams, American Nightmares, is just highlighting the fact that immigrants are people, too, and we are multidimensional, and our families can be very messy. You know, I basically went through the journey of my father, you know, when he was arrested, he was a shopkeeper, okay? He had a small electronics store in Manhattan on the exact same block where he used to shovel snow for $4 and $5 an hour. You know, he was achieving his dream. And then he got caught up in a pretty much a kind of underwhelming or failed drug war investigation where prosecutors needed to prosecute somebody. And they got the shopkeeper and they said, hey, take an 8-month plea and put the matter behind you. And my father did that upon advice of his counsel. And then it spiraled into a deportation case we didn't even know was coming as a second surprise punishment. And, you know, my father, legally, he became a quote unquote criminal alien, right? He's a non-citizen. He was a green card holder, a non-citizen who's now embroiled in legal problems. And it's kind of always bothered me the way we talk about immigrants who get in trouble, because that's what my family had going on. And you know what? That's a lot of families. And it's like, it's what happens when you're trying to survive economically. Every small business owner, for example, cuts corners in some ways. That's, I know this as a business reporter. I can tell you definitively this is the case. And so I think that what I was trying to do in my memoir, and Here We Are, is tell a really honest story about what does it actually look like when you come to this country and you're trying to make it. And not just from the standpoint of economically, but even in our own family, like the culture clash, you know, like one of the things I puzzle over in the book is how did my father, who was he was a stranger when I was growing up. I didn't feel connected to him. I didn't really like him. He was just like the old world guy who complained about my skirt length and, you know, how tight my shirt was. And, you know, he would never have imagined that his baby girl could make money from her big mouth. You know, like that was out of the question. Like in America, these things are possible. But I didn't really feel any connection to him. And this stranger, sometimes adversary, you know, he ended up becoming my best friend, unfortunately, in a very painful process through a legal battle that we fought. But, you know, as I've been traveling the country and having the opportunity to talk about Here We Are with people who've read it or who will read it, one thing that's come up a lot is, you know, there is nothing more important in one's life than your relationship with your family. I mean, it defines you, whether you embrace it, whether you ignore it and push it away, it is at the center of who you are. And part of what I'm investigating here is, how did Dad and I end up becoming best friends after the huge distance that we started with, you know?
Talking to NPR's Aarti Shahani about her new book. It is called Here We Are, American Dreams, American Nightmares. Aarti, you start off the story telling the story of going back to meet the judge in your dad's case and really finding out that with better representation, things could have gone very differently.
Yeah, it was a real punch in the stomach. I ended up interviewing about 100 people for this book. And one of the people, didn't even start as an interview, is, you know, life kind of moved on and things happened. And I entered what I call my fancy world. I was no longer working class immigrant daughter struggling to make it, but I was now an NPR correspondent and getting to meet all kinds of people. And it turns out that I had friends in common, professional friends in common with the judge who hit the gavel in my family's case. That's weird, okay? That doesn't typically happen, okay? That is weird. And anyway, our mutual friend email introduced us, reintroduced us again. The judge invited me to his chambers to come and chat with him. And I hadn't seen him since I was a teenager. I was now in my 30s. I decided to take up the invite. I didn't know why, but I just had this sort of curiosity. Maybe that's why I became a journalist, is this insatiable curiosity. I went and I met him, and the very first words out of his mouth, I mean, before I sat down, while we were shaking hands, his very first words were, "Your father, as well as your uncle," my uncle was in the case too, he said, "Your father and your uncle should never have taken that guilty plea." What a mistake. And, you know, here's the difference, though, between being a journalist and a daughter. As journalists, when we hear something like that, our interest is piqued. Oh, tell me more. As a daughter, when he told me that the pain my family went through on a miscalculation, I literally just wanted to collapse. I felt the spirit leave my body. It hurt.
You closed your book with a message to your father, who has since passed on. Can you talk about, after going through this experience and revisiting your life and interviewing so many people who played positive and negative roles in it, what then was your message for your dad?
Oh, you know, it's funny that the end of the book, I realized that part of what I was working through was a kind of personal question, a personal crisis that I think a lot of recent immigrants go through. Was it a mistake to come to America? Because being here was not easy, especially for my father. I fought like hell to keep him in this country. And I wondered if I'd fought like hell really against his will, and that he was going along with the fight and not folding upon my insistence. Writing the book helped me to come to peace with that. And ultimately, you know, when I write a letter to my father at the end of the book, what I'm telling him is I believe after really recounting our lives and interviewing people and revisiting the chronology of what happened, as well as the way in which he passed away, I feel that he was telling me, no, we didn't make a mistake. And even though it was hard, it was worth fighting to stay in America.
And briefly, as we wrap up, you are concerned that some of the doors that stayed open for you and your family back in the 80s might be closed for somebody in the same situation today. And just our last half a minute or so, can you talk about that?
yeah, I mean, as a statement of fact, my family came in through a petition that was processed in a handful of years. Today, that same petition would be more than 20 years for the few people eligible. We no longer have lines for people to stand on. You want people to stand in line, you have to create lines for them. I'm very concerned that our nation of immigrants does not have lines to stand on.
Arthi, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Arthi Shahani, technology correspondent for NPR. She joins today to talk about her new memoir. It's called Here We Are, American Dreams, American Nightmares.